guys, welcome back to another edition of the Amber Mae Show. I am so glad my friends are here joining me today because I have Scotty Sachs. Now, he's a Hollywood insider, media news insider. He works all within news and Hollywood, and we're going to break down some of the Luciferian things that happen behind the scenes that you're not going to know about. And you might be surprised with how long the media has been indoctrinating you, and I will talk about that on the show because knowledge is power, and the more we know, the better we are able to fight back and free ourselves from the great reset, right? So that's what's going on today's show. So I hope you like, share, and subscribe. Now, if you believe in what I'm doing, and I would really appreciate you becoming an angel investor, and the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, click the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com and becoming a $5 monthly subscriber. Always check out the links below in the description or go to the website, theambermayshow.com. I have a lot of content on there for you. And if you want to add more content, join me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social, Amber Mae, Frank Social, Amber Mae, and Clout Hub. So join me there. Well, coming up right now is Scotty Sachs. So excited. I told you I'm having Scotty Sachs on. So welcome, Scotty, to the program. So happy to have you on the show.
Amber, it's really a privilege to be here with you, and I look forward to our time together. We'll shed some light on some things, I'm sure.
You have led quite the life. Oh my gosh, you are everything that we need to know about mainstream media, professional sports, Hollywood, and the satanic realm. I'm excited to dive into this because you have the expertise. I want to shed some light on this.
Well, this is their destruction of the family.
That's
right. As we know, they're trying to tear apart the families. They've been trying to tear our families apart. And this is all part of that narrative. So all these stories I'm sharing today, you have a compromised judicial system. You have a Luciferian satanic cult running the show with everything. You have them tearing apart the family, condoning pedophilia with James Brown, condoning it, you know, not bringing it to light in the light that it belongs, not attacking James Brown for his actions. And the media knew these girls. The media had to know these girls were teenage girls. If you stood next to them without their makeup, you could tell they were teenage girls. So all of
these, he didn't go after the older women. He went after the young teenage girls.
Yes. The other women were in their 30s, by the way, because I heard them talking and asked them. I remember the conversation, something to the effect. One of them said, when we get to be our age, you need more makeup. And I said, your age, you're young. You're a lot younger than me. They said, no, we're in our late 30s. And I was in my early 40s at the time. So, They look great, by the way, but they were the ones front in the front of the stage. These teenage girls were kept way in the back. You could still hear them sing because they had microphones, you know, but you couldn't see them up close. And I'm sure nobody in the audience ever thought that they were 14, 15-year-old girls. And certainly nobody in the audience knew James Brown was spending time in a dressing room with these two girls at his will. They were at his beck and call. And so
they were kind of trapped. They were making really good money. Their parents weren't around. If they wanted to do this career, I'm sure he promised them big singing careers.
Oh, for sure.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
Because you don't have these girls coming around without a promise of something. And so they probably felt trapped. Where else am I going to make money? If I don't hang out with this guy, I'm never going to get that singing career.
Right. Exactly.
Well said.
Well said. See, they wanted to be the girls in the front of the stage. They wanted to be those 30-year-old women when they were that age. They wanted to be front and center. Some One of them aspired to a solo career. She told me so. So they wanted to be professional singers. There's no doubt what was their goal. But what they needed to do to achieve that is very sad. But I think what I've done this morning or this afternoon is kind of reinforce what everybody already knows about this satanic cult. They don't want our families to prevail. They want to tear down the family structure. Mm-hmm. Our judicial system and our political system is completely compromised, bought and paid for. We now know that 90% of Washington, D.C. has been blackmailed or bribed in some fashion, right? You know, they say, why don't they ever arrest anybody in Washington, D.C.? Because you'd have to arrest all of them, right? There's 500 plus Congress people, like 450 of them would need to be arrested.
And maybe, when you said this, it's been going on from your, what you know from the 70s, okay? This has been a progression. They've been putting their people in places of power for a very long time so that everyone turns a blind eye to the crime. How are you going to arrest someone when your friend is participating in it too, when he's a judge? How are you going to arrest someone or a prosecutor, even, because they're the ones in charge of prosecuting crime, right? The police arrest, the county attorney or the attorney general will prosecute the crime. Now, if your friends are in this and they're the county attorney, the attorney general, you think they're really going to prosecute the crime? If they do, then you have, okay, you can, your friend, the buddy judge, he's there. He's going to make sure it's all show. You still get off. No problem. Look at Epstein. He was caught with children and he got the longest sentence possible where he didn't even really serve jail prison time. And all the celebrities that went to his island, all the presidents that went to his island, all these rich people, JP Morgan Chase knew he was a pedophile, still did business with him. And now they have to pay money restitution to Epstein's victims. I mean, why are you even banking with Chase? They knew they were in business with a prolific pedophile and they were still willing to do it because the money was so good that it didn't matter he was hurting children. Pull your money out of JP. Go to a credit union. I mean, it's sick. Until you, me, and everyone starts moving our money, I mean, to the best that we can, because their hands and tentacles are so deep into everything, it's going to be impossible just being a total absolutist, but make it hurt. Get yourself out of the big three cell phone carriers. Go to Patriot Mobile. Get your money out of JP, who just had to give money to Epstein's victims. Put it into a credit union where you have control as a member. These are how we make them hurt. And when you don't have money, you don't have power.
You know, economic warfare is so important right now. I'm glad you're promoting these Patriot companies because we have to fight with our wallet. The one thing we control is how we spend our money. And we have to fight with our wallet. We're in the midst of an economic warfare. We have to buy products from Patriot, American-owned Patriot companies. And in every category, we can find such a company, right? Whether you're buying coffee or you're buying furniture or you're buying
a car,
you can find a car dealer that you know is a patriot, that you know is doing good things for this country and for their community. And, you know, we've been hearing, Amber, and I want to reinforce this, the most important message. All I've done today is reinforce what everybody, I didn't teach anybody anything. I know that, but I wanted to reinforce through my anecdote stories. This is not new. It's been going on, like you said, my first experience in the 70s with the judges and in the late 80s with Johnny Cash and his wife and into the 90s with what they're doing with family and pedophilia with the kids with James Brown. This has been going on for decades. There's nothing new here. But we're at a point where we need to take control and fight back. It starts at a local level. General Flynn says local action
creates national impact.
And Sheriff Mack,
I love him.
About local level stuff. I love Sheriff Mack. He's a great guy. He's on my show a lot. G. Edward Griffin. These men are what I call patriarchal patriots. They're our example for patriots. G. Edward Griffin, General Flynn, and Sheriff Richard Mack. Those three men I submit to us as examples of the way we should be and follow the heed their advice. We got to take our country back one county at a time, local level stuff. Go to your school board meetings, go to your county board meetings, go to your city hall meetings.
To your credit union meetings.
Yes.
Especially with the loom of the CBDC. You don't have control with the big banks, but you do with your credit union. And wherever you can take power, take power. I love what you're saying, Scotty. Go to your LD legislative district meetings. Go to your school board meetings. Go to your city council meetings. Go to your Maricopa County meeting. Or, well, for me, Maricopa County. Go to your county meetings. You have to get involved. You got to get to know your state legislators so that, you can influence them to write good legislation. It doesn't mean you're always going to win, but the more we're involved, like you, me, all of us good American, middle America people with Christian Judeo values, can you imagine if we start taking back our power that was given to us by God, our creator?
You know, we've all been on a different journey, Amber. My journey to awakening is different than yours, and yours is different than, you know, the next person. We've all come to this place a different way, but we're now on the same page, and we are aligned, you and I, and, you know, the
yes.
page, all of us content creators that are trying to tell the truth, we're aligned now, and we have to get together, take the lead, and take our country back. That can only be done in our backyards. We can't look at Washington, D.C. or the global picture and say, we're going to take the world back. We can't do that. But we sure as hell can take our local cities and our counties back. Sure as we're sitting here, we can take them back, and we're going to take them back. And I want to leave your audience with hope, because I know what's coming. Years ago, I was invited into a humanitarian group. This would have been 2014. And we are privy to some information. Can't talk a lot about it because I'm under an NDA. But I can tell you, everybody's talking about the Great Reset with CBDCs and the World Health Organization taking control of our health and being able to mandate. They may try all of these things, but they will not succeed. What's about to hit the United States is not the Great Reset, but a reset, a financial reset of sound money backed by asset, backed by natural assets. In 2009, Google Earth did a study of all in-ground assets of 209 sovereign nations. When my friend was working on that study, he said, what are you doing that for? I wasn't entirely awake then, so I didn't, why are you looking at the in-ground assets of 209 countries? He called them sovereign nations. These are nations who aspire to be sovereign. They don't want to be under the control of a one world government. Believe it or not, most heads of state in their hearts do not want to be under the control of a one world government. So he said he doesn't really know. He was so compartmentalized. He knew he was measuring the in-ground assets of 209 countries. He didn't know why. They never told him. He said it has something to do with the financial system. That's all I know. Fast forward to today, they're backing in our new financial, the quantum financial system, as they call it. They're going to back currencies with all in-ground natural assets of a country.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no farther than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your healthcare supplemental and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's NeehanMD.com. Use promo code Amber at checkout.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to the Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Gold, silver, palladium, minerals, diamonds, even agricultural assets. And I know this is coming. I can tell you with every ounce of my being, we will not live in a world with CBDCs. They're going to try. They may even issue, the United States government, before Biden is gone, might even issue a CBDC. It will not be adopted. It will not take hold. We are going to see a return to sound money, which JFK tried. JFK took the bullet because he signed an executive order to put us back on the gold standard. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows why they shot JFK. He was trying to change the financial system in 63.
Yeah, I think RFK said that it was a CIA thing that took out his uncle.
Yeah, yes, it was. George Bush is CIA. Walker Bush is CIA, took Kennedy out.
I didn't know he was that high up at that point in time.
Yeah, he was involved. I don't know how high up he was. I have to do my homework, and I haven't done that. He was in the CIA.
Sure.
Connected to the CIA, and he was involved directly.
Because I remember when he was the vice president, he had just left his directorship of the CIA.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kennedy tried. Andrew Jackson was another president that put us on the gold standard. Trump had a picture of Andrew Jackson behind him in the White House. Mm-hmm. If you wonder why Trump always had a picture of Andrew Jackson behind him, because Jackson got us on the gold standard.
I heard like Lincoln got killed over something like that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know.
I've heard the same thing. Listen, anybody who's an outsider, George Carlin said, it's a big boys club and you ain't in it.
Yep.
Right?
He really told the truth when he was doing his comedy act. He was laying it all out there. Did you ever get to meet him?
No, I didn't. Way ahead of his time. I'd been to a couple of his shows. I remember getting backstage at one of his shows, hoping to meet him, but I never got a chance to meet him. I walked by him, but he didn't stop to say hello and he didn't greet me. So
because he obviously was saying what he wanted to say, you know.
Love George Carlin.
Yeah. He was
wide awake. And you know another guy that was awake in the 70s was one of my favorite rock musicians. You're gonna laugh when I tell you who it was. Frank Zappa.
No.
Frank Zappa was wide awake. Frank Zappa wrote a song. Everybody needs to go listen to the song, I Am the Slime. Okay. It's all about television. I Am the Slime on your video. I'm the slime oozing along on your living room floor. I Am the Slime, people, you can't stop me, watch me go. He was talking about the television industry. That it's just slime and it's garbage. What's coming out of our TV sets is indoctrination. Frank Zappa wrote all about this in the 70s. He knew. Now, he died of, I think, cancer or disease. I don't think they took him out. But I'm comfortable in telling you that Prince, because I know the backstory, Prince was taken out because he was about to tell all about the music industry in Hollywood. Prince was on the cusp of telling everything he knew about the satanic cult, the adrenochrome, the pedophilia. He was going to tell all when they knocked him off. And I know that from his estate attorney, who through a mutual friend got the straight story from his estate attorney that Prince was taken out because he was going to tell all. He had started to talk and they warned him, Prince, shut up. It's no good. You can't do this. You can't talk about these things. He was going to, through his music, through interviews, his publicist was starting to schedule interviews for him to come out and tell all when they murdered Prince. Michael Jackson, I submit, same thing. Michael Jackson was murdered by his doctor under the orders of the cabal. Because Michael Jackson, whether it was guilty conscience, I don't know. I can't say for sure Michael Jackson was a pedophile. There are a lot of reports about that with all the kids he had. And what was that? What was his property called? Wonderland or, mm-hmm. You know, that big property he had in California. Yeah,
Neverland or something.
Neverland. He had all these kids there all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure he was a pedophile himself, but I do know Michael Jackson wanted to tell all too. He wanted to come out. I've met his past managers and they say Michael was wide awake. Hey, of course he knew who was controlling him. He knew exactly who was pulling his strings.
I'm sure he was a victim of pedophilia. I'm sure he was.
His father beat the crap out of him for sure and probably did sexually abuse him. Yes. Yeah, his father was not. Joe, his father was a bad guy, did all the homework on the family. Michael came from he had loving brothers, but his mother was a loving mother. His father was a tyrant and an animal, beat the crap out of all the kids. Probably sexually abused him. I can't say for sure. I don't know.
There's something that happened to Michael because he just wasn't totally normal. You know, like his voice was like really timid. And when he would talk, you know, and then he kept changing his skin color to be lighter and lighter and lighter. And I'm just wondering, the men that I've talked to on my show that have been sexually assaulted wanted to do anything they could to remove that feeling of guilt and shame, that some of them would like go in hot water and just scrub because they couldn't get it off. Some went to the extreme to become transgender. Wow. So that's I'm sure there's something there with that. Maybe Michael Jackson didn't, I really don't know, but maybe being around kids was the only place he felt safe. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure who or what, but I know there was a lot going on about pedophilia with Michael Jackson.
Well, thank God we have patriots and we have our kind of people in every aspect of Hollywood and the music industry today. Mel Gibson is wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to do a documentary about pedophilia and human trafficking. He's working on it now.
Jim Caviezel's coming out with a movie.
Caviezel is coming out. We have in the music industry, we have country music artists. Thank God for country music, because it's the only genre of music that is truly all American, wide awake, and willing to speak out, versus a Bruce Springsteen, who's a controlled stool pigeon for the cabal. I loved his music, past tense, but he is no good. He is one of the controlled artists that will speak, tell you to put on a mask, tell you to go get jabbed. In fact, he did. Bruce Springsteen did commercials where he told everybody, wear a mask and get jabbed. So we have, you know, the tale of two worlds. Today, fast forward, I can tell you in the media business, most of the people I'm negotiating with and doing business with are good people. I meet an occasional bad person and I can spot them right away by, you know, their attitude and the things they say. But fortunately, I don't have to stick around and do business with them. People I'm working with are good people. There are people in Hollywood, people in the music industry, certainly people in professional sports that are aligned with you and me, would participate in a conversation like this, not afraid to speak out. We have to seek those people out and put a microphone in front of them. I think that's our job. And I'm on that path. I'm trying to get the patriots of show business and media on my radio show now, because I think we need to hear from them. Don't you?
Totally. What are they going through in the horrible games they have to play? And man, we've just like the whole Hollywood thing has just come out in the recent years of how terrible it is. And we can vote with our wallet. And I think that's the biggest way we can defeat this. So, man, Scotty, thanks so much for coming on the show. I have really looked forward to this interview. And I want you to come back on again and continue collaborating.
I got a couple more stories I haven't told you.
Go for it.
For next time. You want me to go one more?
Go for it. Yeah.
You're going to like this one.
I love it. I was at a
Super Bowl party with the cast of L.A. Law. Remember the show L.A. Law? Corbin Burnson and the director of L.A. Law was a friend of mine's wife. So I got invited to the party. I was doing a lot of business with this guy. He was an attorney. We were syndicating TV commercials for his law firm. It was a criminal law practice. We were in 100 markets he was making a boatful of money advertising on TV. So he liked me, of course, because I was making that happen. So I got invited to their Super Bowl party. And I sat in a room. The party was at a mansion. There were rooms for everything at this party. This is the drinking room where the bar was. This is the room where the cocaine is. This is the room for watching the game. And this is the room for adrenochrome. There was a room where they were partaking. Now, I never went in that room. I'm not sure I even understood it back then. I got a whiff of what it was. I don't think I wanted to understand, because I'm in this house with these people. I don't really want to know. You know, I was kind of like, I don't want to know. But at that party, the conversation throughout the game, and I wanted to watch the game, frankly. I was back in the day, I'm not so much an NFL fan now, because ever since Colin Kaepernick took a knee,
yeah,
you know, the NFL can kind of take their,
yeah, we're done watching NFL too. Yeah,
take your job and shove it, right, you football right. players, if you're going to take a knee on us. So I'm not that big a fan anymore, but I wanted to watch the game. I was into the game, but these people were talking about one thing and one thing only: how much money they had, all the material things they had. Corbin Burnson was talking about an African parrot. He said, I set out to get the smartest bird in the world. I was willing to pay whatever. I found me an African parakeet, which he proudly displayed at this party. This wasn't his home, but he was associated with the people who owned the home. He had his parrot there. He wanted to show off his parrot. He paid $2.5 million for this parrot.
That's stupid.
Stupid, right? The parrot did talk a lot. I will give, the parrot was pretty darn smart. You'd walk by and he'd say your name. Corbin would tell the parrot your name one time, and he'd just repeat it. Oh, hello, Scotty. Hello, Scotty. It was crazy. But anyway, Corbin Burnson couldn't stop talking about his homes, his cars, his birds, his life, his money. These people were 100% focused on money. I couldn't believe it when I left that day. I'm like, thought I was going to a Super Bowl party. How did this turn into a competition, a one-upsman between Hollywood celebrities, who has what? That's what they were doing. They were one-upping each other. Well, I have a bird that's 2.5. I bought a car that's 3 million. I bought a home that's 20 million. You know, it was just that kind of conversation all day. Not surprising.
These people knew what adrenochrome was and where it came from, correct?
Oh, 100%. Every one of them who worked in Hollywood knew what was in that room. I knew what was in the room because my friend explained it to me. And in the middle of his explanation, I said, don't tell me anymore.
After that, like, how did it feel staying there? Like, did you get that weird, like, I really don't fit in here? Or I'm just trying to, like.
You know what I did when I got home?
What?
Took a shower. I washed myself off. I felt dirty. I was disgusted. I couldn't get that room out of my mind with the adrenochrome. And by the way, at a later time, not related to that party, I was on a mission. At the time, I didn't actually believe adrenochrome was real, and I needed to find out for myself. So I called one of my Hollywood contacts. I said, put me in touch with somebody that can show me. I want to see adrenochrome. I want to see it. I want to touch it. I want to know it's real. So he gave me a number of a guy. I called him. And one of my trips to LA, I met up with the guy. He had a little vial of adrenochrome. $1,800 he wanted to sell to me. I said, I'm sorry. I don't want to buy it today. You know, maybe another time. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I certainly wasn't going to buy his $1,800. But I saw it. He pulled the vial out. He had like a belt on with a waist belt with stuff in it. I think he had cocaine. He told me he can get me anything I want. You want some coke? You want some weed? I got everything. And he was the one of the Hollywood drug dealers. And he had a vial of adrenochrome he offered me for $1,800. So that's real. I knew that day that it was real. And I went forward with that in my mind knowing, okay, this is real. That party, by the way, was before that incident of being offered adrenochrome for $1,800. So when I was at that party, that preceded that event where I sought out adrenochrome. I wanted to see it with my own eyes. I want to see, show me the money, show me the adrenochrome. And the man pulled the vial out and showed me, and I skeeved out. I mean, just looking at that vial, I got completely skeeved out.
In your Hollywood parties that you would attend, did you see other children like getting solicited or soliciting to get jobs? Or
I never saw any pedophilia at parties. I did see kids around, and I wondered what kids were doing at these parties. Often there were children at parties. I never saw. They knew better than to expose me, that no one was going to invite me. They knew me well enough to know you don't be offering Scotty children. That's not one of the perks I'm there for. I was doing business. It was good business to go to the parties, good business to go face to face with these people. That's why I did it. And, you know, like I said, we all have had a different journey. Yeah. This is my journey. I was meant to be exposed.
We need to have that, like, the eyewitness account. We have to have that for middle America to believe that this is really happening, because for the average American, it is so hard to think that there's so many rich people, so many wealthy people, so many powerful people who want to hurt children. It's so hard to believe. Yet if they didn't want to hurt children, we would have had a closed border. But the child trafficking that's involved, that's good money. The drugs that come involved, that's good money. So they're not going to stop that. Listen, if they really wanted to stop it, it could have been stopped today. We are the United States of America. Under President Trump, he was putting a stop to the border.
I could have stopped at the Peter Jennings and Johnny Cash story. And that's all we need to know, that we're being run by a Luciferian satanic cult, and that everything we see on TV is a media construct. So we all grew up with what Peter Jennings called a media construct and a narrative. We all were subject to it. You were indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. I was indoctrinated. Fortunately, we came out of that hellacious spell, that thing that drove us to believe mm-hmm. that America was something it's not, that
right.
That our military was all used for the good of, right. of democracy, and we were saving the world. Oh, bullshit. We don't save. The American military industrial complex was used for regime change. Come on. It was used to overturn governments that wouldn't go along with a central bank. That's what they were used for. So, you know, the whole world we grew up in has been turned upside down. At least we know it. At least we have the privilege of telling our audiences about it and hopefully opening some people's eyes. And I hope today I have opened a few eyes.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
We are here to defend democracy for the people.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I do have another question, okay? Because you're my Hollywood insider. So in the 90s, we had really gorgeous young Hollywood actors, men mostly, and all of a sudden you'd find they're on drugs or they committed suicide. What is your perspective on how are these gorgeous men that all the teenage girls loved, how come they would be on drugs? How come they committed suicide? Why were they so miserable? That they went to that part, you know, because you're thinking as a regular person that, hey, my Hollywood crush is dead. How is that? They're wealthy. They have money. They have the looks. They have everything. Do you have any insight on any of that?
Sure. It's real simple. You're not going to be surprised. You already know it. You said it. They're gorgeous men, right? Who loved gorgeous men but other men in Hollywood, other adult men? These men, when we were boys, were all abused. They couldn't hack the abuse anymore. They couldn't live with themselves. Many of them committed suicide. If you grow up, you're a beautiful young boy, turn to men, and some of them come out. Ricky Schroeder has come out and talked about this. Kirk Cameron, this Christian man, come out and talk about this. These beautiful young boys are abused by their Hollywood captors. That's the short end of it. You don't need to know anymore. They were abused by their Hollywood captors, and they end up in this nightmare of a place. And when they wake up in adulthood and they look in the mirror, they have a hard time living with themselves. It's sad.
So sad. So sad.
That's the answer to your simple answer. They were abused. They were suffered years of abuse. I call it the casting couch. Come here, little boy. You want to part in my movie? You know, these Hollywood movie directors were some of the worst pedophiles, by the way. And they would hold these casting sessions. I've sat through casting sessions. It's a cattle call. These young people come in for read a script to get a part in a movie or a TV commercial. I've casted many a TV commercial where hundreds of people show up and read a script to get the part. And some of them will do anything to get their foot in the door. And I think part naive, part uncertainty, lack of understanding, but these beautiful young boys were subject to their Hollywood captors and abused. And that's the short end of it.
So sad. So There's sad.
The common thread of all those young, beautiful boys that died was they were abused as workers in an industry. That's the most abusive industry that I know of, the Hollywood.
So if there's one thing we can share with parents that might have their kids aspiring to be a Hollywood actor, keep your kids safe. Don't send them to Hollywood. That is not where you want to send
your children. There's a way to do it with the parents hands-on and mentoring their kids and watching over. You can have a career in the media and Hollywood without the abuse. It's hard. The parents have to be very hands-on, have to be very enlightened, have to go in eyes wide open, but a mother or a father or both can guide their kid through the maze of Hollywood and the media and have them work productively without the abuse. Not easy. It's a journey, but it can be done. I've seen it done. There are many people who have come out of Hollywood, like a Kirk Cameron, well-adjusted. He's a good Christian man today, and he's willing to speak. In fact, he's the kind of guy I want to get on my show. He's the kind of kid who will speak out. he's not a kid anymore, but he will.
I had the biggest crush on him. I mean, who didn't have, what young woman in America didn't have a crush on Mike Seaver? I mean,
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it's great to see him do like loving God and being.
He was subjected to all that shit. He wasn't immune to it. He was subjected to it. I'm sure he was abused multiple times, but he came out of it okay. And some are strong, you know, God gives some enough strength to pull through. And sadly, these beautiful men you're talking about dying young with everything to live for, they can't live with themselves. That's the short end of it. They can't look in the mirror and say, how did I get here? How did I allow myself to be so abused so often, so young?
It's terrible. Well, you're doing good work because you're exposing all the corruption. And this is the time I think God's just doing this big exposure. He's exposing so much that we, like you said, we believe the narrative. And now this great exposure is happening. So if this exposure is happening, then I have to believe change is around the corner. I have to believe that, because otherwise, what's the point of exposing the darkness, right? You expose the darkness and the darkness flees. We shed the light and the darkness has to flee. You can't have light and darkness together. It doesn't work. No. Just flip on a switch. You know, you could see that for yourself. The darkness goes away, right?
We are living through the Great Awakening. There's no doubt. And keep up the great work, Amber May, because what you're doing is so important to that role that you're playing in the Great Awakening is so important. All of the content creators like you that are telling the truth, it's important we keep at this and we don't stop until we have our country back and we normalize, and it's all coming. You know, I had a segment on my show for the first year called the Spiritual War.
Ooh.
And I used to introduce the segment. It's God versus Satan and Trump versus the deep state. God versus Satan and Trump versus, Trump was president when I started the show. Mm-hmm. So it's God versus Satan and Trump versus the deep state, and God wins. And we know God wins. It's biblical. What we're going through is biblical. And I'm here to tell you there are forces that are working on a global scale. I'm going to call them the White Hat Alliance. They're generals, military generals, politicians, business people, financiers, that are white hats, that are good people. And they're working on a global level to take out these systems the cabal created. And their message to us is what Mike Flynn keeps saying, what we've talked about. We got to take our local counties back. That's our job, to take our local municipalities back, our local communities back. Their job is to take down the cabal at a global level, and they're winning. There's not a lot of evidence of it. And you know what? Military guys, they don't talk. True military leaders don't share their plans, don't share where they're at in the mission, and don't have deadlines. There are no deadlines to this mission. They're going to work until they take down the cabal. They're about, if I had to put a percentage, we're about 80% home to this global cabal being destroyed. You know, Trump wrote an executive order in 2017 in December about seizure of assets of people involved in crimes against humanity and pedophilia and all the stuff we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. And they've used that executive order. Interesting. Biden canceled a lot of Trump's executive orders. He did not cancel that one. You asked
yourself, which is weird because he's part of the Biden crime family.
Why didn't he cancel
it? I don't know.
I'm going to suggest to you that tells you who's in control of certain things. I would suggest the white hats control certain things that we don't even know of. I would suggest to you the white hat, this contingency, we call them the White Hat Alliance, that they're allowing this Biden administration to show the world their real agenda, expose what they're all about, expose the open borders, expose the double standard with the law, what they're doing to Trump.
Yes.
Come on. This indictment is another joke. But right. Listen, it's a precedence. They're setting up. They walked into the trap. They're now setting a precedent that Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Bush, they can all be taken down now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know of this White Hat Alliance. I don't know of their successes because they can't prove, they don't show you their work. They don't show you evidence of their work. They will merely tell you we're working on this plan to take down the global cabal, and they're fast at it. They're going to win. God is going to win. And I want your listeners to know we're not waiting years now. We're about months away for some big things happening, including a financial reset where we go back. I've seen the currency. There's new money printed.
You've seen it?
I've seen it. I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah. How did you get in touch with that?
I told you about a humanitarian group I'm involved in.
Okay.
We signed an NDA that's governed by Homeland Security and the U.S. Treasury, so I can't talk, but I can tell you I have a picture of the currency. I'll send it to you. It is printed by the U.S. Treasury, not the Federal Reserve, and it will be asset-backed. All those in-ground assets I talked about will back the new UST or U.S. Treasury note. It's printed. It's at the banks. And we're weeks, if not months, away from that being introduced to the American people. We have to go on the gold standard or asset-backed currencies because 70% of the world is now trading not with the U.S. dollar, but they're trading with asset-backed currencies. The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they're all trading, and 40 other nations have signed on. They're trading in a new system.
But the BRICS nation's not exactly on our side. For one, you have China. Two, you have Russia. Those people are not our allies by any means.
Well, maybe I should share with you the last thing then, and I'll leave you with this thought.
Oh, no, not leave you with a thought. I can't just be left with a thought.
What if I told you that Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Xi Jinping of China have a pact and have an alliance and an agreement, that they're working together? You say, oh, come on, Scotty, that's nonsense. Do you know the expression, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
My friend. You heard that? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who is Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Xi Jinping's number one enemy? The central bankers. Those three men hate the central banks. None of them want to be controlled by the Rothschild, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan dynasties and bloodlines. None of those three men want to be subject to a one world government with the central banks running that government. So they formed an alliance years ago.
Right. Is there proof of this alliance somewhere America?
I'm sure there's proof in the halls of the White Hat Alliance, but there's not. Listen, this is all stuff they don't want people to know because they don't want to give away their plan until it's over. We're going to find out about all this when the time is right. You're going to say to me, I can't believe you knew. You told me that one day on my show that they had an alliance. But they do. I believe it's true. I don't believe I've been fed a line of bullshit. I believe what we're watching right now is the work of three men. Vladimir Putin, this I can tell you, there's lots of proof. It's all over the internet. Lots of truthers talking about it. Vladimir Putin is not in Ukraine, bombing the shit out of the Ukrainian people, trying to take over Ukraine. Ukraine is Russian territory. Ukraine is not a formal country.
Right.
It is the Russian territory.
Right.
What Vladimir Putin is doing in Ukraine, he's taking out the Nazis, which have congregated in Ukraine since World War II. They made Ukraine their home. They're alive and well in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is taking out the Nazis. He's taking out the biolabs. There are hundreds of them in Ukraine, if not 1,000 of them. And he's taking out the deep state infrastructure, the cabal infrastructure. The Ukraine has been their playground and their stomping grounds. Look what Joe Biden did in Ukraine.
Yes.
The millions he took out of Ukraine. And he's just one politician that took a lot of money.
It started under the Obama administration. The money laundering, at least what I know of it anyways.
So I'm here to tell you that there is a higher force, a higher power, a White Hat Alliance of which Putin, Trump, and Xi are a part of. Putin is doing his part in Ukraine right now. They're about to go into Taiwan. They're there already. You're going to now hear the same thing is going on in Taiwan. We're going to hear that China's attacking Taiwan and Taiwan's a sovereign nation. And how dare Xi Jinping invade Taiwan? The same thing is going to happen in Taiwan. They're going to take down the biolabs. They're going to take down the deep state infrastructure that's been built for decades in Taiwan and Ukraine were two of the stomping grounds for the deep state. They built their dynasties in Ukraine and Taiwan. That's where they have a lot of their money, a lot of their shenanigans, the biolabs that are undoubtedly prepared to unleash more pandemics on us. We know that. We know this is not their last attempt at a pandemic or a plan. I call it the plandemic. So does Mickey Willis. Did you see his new movie?
No, I didn't see the new movie.
Oh, you got to watch Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening. It's an excellent movie. It actually states who's behind the plandemic, and it's the CCP. But one thing I want to tell people, call me crazy, call me nuts, Xi Jinping and the CCP are two different entities. Xi Jinping is not a Communist Party leader. He's pretended to be. This is one big charade on the world. In order to take down this cabal, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump are all playing a role. And I'm telling you, together, they're making a difference. And the White Hat Alliance is taking out this globalist cabal, one system at a time, the most important one being the financial system. Around the world, the U.S. dollar is dead. We know it. It's the de-dollarization has already happened. Nobody's using it. I'm here in Mexico. I tried to sell American dollars to a bank last month. No bank would take my American dollars.
What? No way.
American dollars here.
Yeah.
Banks would stand in line and clamor to buy my U.S. dollars. They wouldn't touch them last month.
Well, that's weird.
That's de-dollarization. They're-
well, the CCP is also with the cartel, the Mexican cartel. Yes.
The CCP is part of the deep state. They're an alliance. The CCP is in bed with the deep state, the American, the deep state of America, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes, that American, the puppetry, the puppets of America are in bed with the CCP. But I'm here to tell you, Xi Jinping is not one of them. He is actually fighting for the people of China. He does not want China to be exposed. Think about Putin and Xi Jinping. Yes, there are aspects to those men of dictatorship. They love their power. They want their power, but they also want a better life for their people. And they want to bring their people their autonomy and their sovereignty. Vladimir Putin doesn't want the Russian people to live a life of slavery. Xi Jinping really doesn't want the Chinese people to live a life of slavery. And we know Donald Trump doesn't want us to fall into this, into the trap of a one world government. So it's hard to buy into Putin and Xi Jinping being on the same page with Trump.
Yeah, it is for me.
I've seen some documents that would suggest that that's the truth.
Okay.
So,
well, I guess it's just going to come out eventually, right? One way or the other, right?
Good. I'm either going to be proven half nuts or crazy or going to be proven right. But I'm not the only one that understands this. There's a lot of people in our truther community that understand this alliance. They've heard the same thing I've heard. I'm not alone in this idea. There are plenty of truthers that have said the same thing I just said. That Xi Jinping. Do you know who S. Jianan is?
Who?
S. Jianan.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
He just released his 52nd audio file. Each one's about an hour. So the guy's put 52 hours of content out there. He says it all the time, that Xi Jinping, Trump, and Putin are in an alliance together, that they're taking down the deep state together behind the scenes. They don't want everybody to know. It's not for public consumption. We're putting it out there because we're truthers. We want the truth to come out. So in any event, I think we're not long before we learn of all these things. And in a nutshell, I think that what we've been able to do today is reinforce what everybody knew. We're being run by a Luciferian cabal. The media is one big lie and construct. Yes. And that these people don't love our family.
That's right.
They're not about family. They're not about Americana. They're not about freedom.
That's right.
They want to see us committed to a one world government and slavery. Right. And in their world, only about half a billion of us would survive, right? They want half a billion people. They don't want 7-8 billion people.
No, and they've done a good job doing that. Yeah.
We know the agenda of the pandemic and the jab. Right. We know what they're doing there. So And they should, listen, they won that battle. If there's a bio war going on, they won that war because they got too many people jabbed. They convinced too many people with their media construct to go get jabbed, to take the shot. And we know the outcome. We know how many people are vaccine injured. We know people are dying. We know what that's all about. It's part of their depopulation plan. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates freaking admitted it. He said, if we do a good job with vaccines, we can eliminate 10 to 15% of the world population.
He did say that.
He did. It's on a TED Talk. I play it all the time on my show. Yes. I remind my listeners all the time what he's about.
He's a pedophile. He hung out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Absolutely.
He was on the island. Why would you want to listen to anything he has to
say? He's one of the globalist pigs.
He is. 100%.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, Michael Jordan leaned over and whispered in my ear, Scotty's a pig. And he was referring to those three women.
Whoa.
So, you know, Michael Jordan wasn't down with that program. Mm-mm. He leaned over and said, yeah, that Scotty's a pig when it comes to women.
I'm sorry. He might think that's all good, but back in the background, we both know there was so much drama. You can't have more than one woman and expect no drama. Look at those shows with the polygamy. Those wives fight amongst each other and create a lot of drama for that husband. So you can't tell me Scottie Pippen was 100% so happy all the time.
Well, I've been married twice, so I think there's quite a bit of drama with one woman in my life.
One woman is enough for anyone.
One's enough.
Torturing yourself with more than one.
That's right. You're funny. That's funny. That's so true. We have enough drama. And you guys have enough drama with one man in your life. So it's the same thing, right? We give you enough to bite off and chew. You don't need two of us either.
No. But interesting times. Well, this has been so fun, Scotty. I've really enjoyed this interview with you. I can't wait to do more shows in the future with you. I'm so glad you came on my show. Thank you so much for your time today, buddy.
You're welcome. I'm grateful to be here and to have the opportunity to talk to your audience. And we'll have you on Sovereign Radio shortly. We'll set that up.
It'll be so much fun. Thank you, Scotty. Take care.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye. Thanks, Amber Mae.
So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. You're getting real. So good. You're getting healthy products because did you know in the personal care products they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran. And what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AmberMay at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a patriot-owned, veteran-owned, American-made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So here is soapcompany.com, promo code AmberMay at checkout. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber Mae Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show, True Social Amber Mae, Frank Socially Amber Mae, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber Mae Show.